Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. Have you ever been to a really great chamber music concert? You know, one where you get lots of goosebumps and you leave the performance wanting to talk about what you've just heard? Well, if you have, chances are you've been counting the days till Carolina Summer Music Festival 2012. World-class chamber musicians performing incredibly varied programs in unusual venues throughout Winston-Salem that might just surprise you. Carolina Summer Music Festival begins Friday, August 10th at 7:30 with an out-of-this-world brass ensemble performing live in Salem Square for free. This year through August 25th, the mix of music and musicians is just as eclectic and exciting as ever. Carolina Summer Music Festival is directed by French hornist Joe Mount and violinist Jackie Carrasco, who coincidentally happens to be my wife. Joe stopped by for a season preview. Here's part one of our conversation.
The first concert we're going to present is featuring the music of the 26th Regiment, which was based at Old Salem. At the time, it was just called Salem. And this was the band that was attached to that regiment. It was made up of Moravian musicians. And before the war, they just gave concerts for the community, and they played for ceremonies and drill with the 26th Regiment. And along comes the Civil War, and next thing you know, this group of Moravian musicians are headed off to war, you know, places like Gettysburg, and they're accompanying the regiment to the battlefield.
And recreating that great sound of the 26th Regiment in style with several of your colleagues in the Winston-Salem Symphony, Giannini Brass, and what a great sounding group. From marches to romanticism and an evening of romantics at Rinalda. What's on the program?
Well, this will be a nice variety of pieces and sort of a romantic vein. I always thought that an afternoon at Rinalda House in that beautiful old estate, I always feel like I'm in a salon concert, and so we decided to create a salon feeling.
So that Romantics at Rinalda comes up on Sunday, August 12th at 3 o'clock at Rinalda House Museum of American Art. And that's followed on Wednesday, the 15th at 7:30 at a very different venue and quite a twist, from panpipes to Paquito, as in Paquito de Rivera.
Right. This is our kind of casual, fun, yet contemporary concert of where audiences come and listen. They can get coffee or other beverage at Cranky's and listen to some very interesting music. This year, it's an interesting potpourri of pieces that are either written by Latin composers or descendants of composers of Latin descent, or pieces that evoke a certain feeling of either Argentina or the Andes or Cuba. That's the theme. Panpipes to Paquito, Paquito being Paquito de Rivera, the Cuban-born saxophonist and composer. And panpipes referring to the Andes.
And Paquito de Rivera, also a great jazz clarinetist, and his contribution on this will be Preludio y Merengue for clarinet and string quartet, a great piece. And if you've never heard this music, it's somehow familiar and yet new and rhythmic, and well, let's just listen to some of it. Part one of my interview with Carolina Summer Music Festival co-artistic director and French hornist Joe Mount. Carolina Summer 2012 begins Friday, August 10th at 7:30 in beautiful Salem Square with an all-star ensemble featuring the music of Salem's Confederate 26th Regimental Brass Band. This world-class chamber music festival runs through Saturday, August 25th, and you'll find the complete performance calendar on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.